The smarter way to start your weekend. You're listening to This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Hey, glad you're with us. For years, people trying to shop online or log into social media accounts might be pressed to complete bothersome but largely simple tasks, deciphering words in distorted type or clicking on pictures of buses, bicycles, or traffic lights. Katie Dayton at the Wall Street Journal says now those tasks are getting odder, with security experts making them more difficult. Katie, the old ones are aging out, I guess?
Essentially, yes. So I think we're all very familiar with the click on all the boxes that have crosswalks in them or fire hydrants. And then before that, there were the ones where you had to unscramble the letters, you know, you had to like type in exactly what you saw. And I always think it's like one of the last things that unites everyone in frustration about the internet. But bots have been able to be trained to crack them. Jeez. They're no longer an effective way of keeping bad actors out from websites. So the designers and the cybersecurity execs have come up with new versions of CAPTCHA, which is what it's called. And there's kind of baffling everybody with these new tests.
I got a chuckle at one you included in your story. It was something along the lines of click the ones that cannot live underwater or something like that.
You're right. And it was just an array of pictures of various animals and some fish in there, too. So, yeah, they're just getting way more logic based. Like, you, rather than just having to visually assess a situation and click on what you see, you now have to use your brain, your human brain, to understand the question that's being asked of you and make a judgment call from there. So, and you know what? One day a bot will be able to look at that question and dictate which animals can't live underwater. But right now, this is staying one step ahead of those bots. Mm.
I've seen the one now, like, slide the puzzle piece into place if I have to open a TikTok link. What else is out there right now that seems to be challenging at times?
Yeah, the slide the puzzle pieces, it's definitely, everyone's seen that on TikTok if you're logging in on a desktop or something like that. There is these ones that are going around where it's an animal and it's like scattered with like a layer of texture across it. And you're asked to like click on the animal's nose or their bow tie, because, you know, one of the examples I saw was a raccoon wearing a bow tie. So again, you know, like, you know, in theory, very easy to do tasks that maybe would confuse a robot. But at the same time, they're very, very odd. And it's just very strange to see a kind of mind-bending, cheese dream-esque picture in front of you when you're just trying to log into a website.
I suspect at times the cybersecurity officials who make this stuff up have fun with it.
I think so. One of the companies I spoke to that designs these captures, you know, they hire like former video game developers, they hire artists, you know, I think they can be super broad in their own creative thinking. But they also have to make sure what they're designing isn't too hard. They have to test everything beforehand because they still need a pretty high success rate, even for the people that are logging in that they think are the dodgiest looking ones.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Dayton, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, poetry on demand in Philadelphia.